A barkeep asks a simple question. What'll it be? For a long time, the answer here in the U.S., for beer drinkers anyway, was pretty simple, too. Something like, I'll have any one of a number of generic fizzy lagers that taste slightly more hoppy than 7-Up, please. But the craft beer movement here has changed all that, and it's inspired brewers around the world to also push the envelope. Nobody's pushed it quite so far as Scotland's BrewDogs. The world's Clark Boyd has that story.
Back in 2007, James Watt and Martin Dickey had had just about enough of their day jobs in their native Aberdeen, Scotland, and certainly, says Watt, enough of whatever beer it was they were drinking.
We couldn't find any beers that we wanted to drink in Scotland, so in 2007 we quit our day job, we got some bank loans, and massively inspired by the American craft beer revolution, we started making some hoppy beers in the northeast of Scotland.
And thus BrewDogs was born. The whole idea was to take American beer ingredients, especially hops, and American techniques, and create some seriously edgy stuff. In 2008, BrewDogs created what was billed as Britain's strongest beer, ever. Pubs banned it because the label said, in effect, everyone needs a bit of excess from time to time, and this beer, the label argued, is for those times. BrewDogs co-founder Martin Dickey enjoyed every minute of the controversy.
You know, it's a market that had been doing the same thing for tens, hundreds of years, basically, of just, you know, the same recipe, and that's all we make, and that's what people know, it's what people supposedly like, and, you know, there was no real options there. So by actually, you know, having the balls to go out and make some challenging beers and beers that actually taste of something, and I think we definitely raised a few eyebrows and probably put a few noses out of joint as well.
In 2009, they went a step further, brewing a beer called Tactical Nuclear Penguin that clocked in at a whopping 32% alcohol. A year later, they made one at 55%. And while beers like this make headlines, the company keeps growing thanks to a stable of very drinkable beers, all inspired by American-style tastes and techniques. James Watt says the BrewDogs aren't alone.
So you get people in Belgium, people in Scandinavia, people in Scotland like ourselves, people in Japan, people in Australia, people in New Zealand that have looked at the way that craft brewers in America in the last 20 years have toured up their rule book, have disregarded style guidelines, have come up with completely new techniques to make amazing beers. And that revolution is something that's happening now globally, and it's all because of what's happened in America.
America has, in fact, been the center of attention for the BrewDogs this past year. They've been touring 8 different U.S. cities, brewing with some of their American craft beer idols, and filming it all. The result is a series called BrewDogs, which begins tomorrow night on the newly launched Esquire channel here in the U.S. A sneak peek reveals that James Watt and Martin Dickey will go to great lengths to make beer. For example, in this trailer for the TV show, they float out 2 miles off the coast of San Diego to harvest kelp. Yes, for the beer.
We're now completely surrounded by kelp. I'm really tired, and I'm pretty sure I've seen some sharks. It's really going to add a cool dimension to the beer. It'll give a really nice salty note, a little bit of briny character too.
That's just the start. Here in Boston, they brew aboard a tall ship sailing in Boston Harbor. In Colorado, they brew a beer in the Rockies using only solar power. And in foggy San Francisco?
So in San Francisco, we wanted to make a steam beer, but we wanted to do it in an unusual way. So we actually captured fog with fog nets at the Marin Headlands, and that was the water we used to mash in with. But then once we'd fermented the beer, we used a technique known as hydrodynamic cavitation, and we turned the beer back into steam, back into fog, so people actually inhaled the beer.
Stunts aside, says Martin Dickey, his goal as a brewer is to get consumers to actively question what it is they're drinking and why.
There's never an end point, I think, in beer. It's always an ongoing learning curve and trying to do better than you did the week before.
Never an end point, eh, Martin? That's music to my ears. For the world, I'm Clark Boyd.